This is the Avyakt Murli of the 24th of August 2025, originally spoken on the 30th of the 11th, 2006. And the title, Burn the Tail of the Consciousness of I with Intense Volcanic Tapasya and Become Equal to Bhavdara. For only then will completion come close. Today, Bhavdara, the master of the infinite, imperishable treasures, is seeing the accounts of accumulation in all his perfect children everywhere. He is seeing three types of account. One, the account of accumulation of your elevated reward through your own efforts. Two, the account of blessings through contentment, of remaining constantly content and making others content. Three, the account of charity of the unlimited selfless service you do with your thoughts, words, deeds, relationships and connections. All of you must also be checking these three accounts of yours. How much have you accumulated in these three accounts? The sign of whether you have accumulated anything or not is being an embodiment of contentment with everyone and with yourself, always having good wishes and pure feelings for everyone, and always experiencing the stage of cheerfulness and having the fortune of happiness. So check, do you experience the signs of both these accounts? The key to accumulating all of these treasures is to be an instrument, humble and selfless. Continue to check. Then, do you know the number of the key? The number of the key is three dots, three dots. One, the dot of the soul, the dot of the Father, the dot of the full stop of the drama. All of you have this key, do you not? You open your treasures and continue to look at them, do you not? The way to increase all these treasures is to have determination. When you have determination, then in any task you will not think about whether it will happen or not. The stage of determination is, it has already been accomplished. It has already become that. Not, will it become that? Will it be accumulated or not? No, I am doing this. But it should happen. Not even it has to be or it should be. Someone with determination will experience his intellect to have faith, be carefree, and considerate to be guaranteed. Bhavdara has told you earlier too that if you want to accumulate the maximum account of all treasures, then make the mantra of Man Manabhav your tool, yantra, with which you will constantly experience the Father's company and his closeness automatically. You have to pass. The word pass has three meanings. The first is to stay pass, close or near. The second is whatever has happened is the past. The third is to pass with honors. If you have all three types of pass, you will then all have a full pass to claim a right to the kingdom. So have you claimed your full pass or are you going to claim it? Those who have claimed their full pass, raise your hands. Not that you have to claim it, but that you have already claimed it. Those sitting in the front row are not raising their hands. Do you still have to claim it? Is it because you are thinking that you have not yet become complete? However, Are you the victorious ones whose intellects have faith? Or do you have to become those? Now you can hear the call of time, the call of the devotees. What sound of your minds is coming to you? I definitely have to become complete and equal right now. Or are you thinking that you will become that, that you will think about it, that you will do it? Now, according to the time, you have to make the lesson of being ever ready firm at every moment. Since you have said, my Baba, and you have accepted, lovely Baba, sweet Baba, then it is not difficult to become equal to the one you love. Babdada has seen that from time to time, the thing that becomes an obstacle in your becoming equal, and it is a well-known word, known to you all of you know it and have experience of it, is I, the consciousness of I. This is why Babdada has told you earlier too, whenever you say the word I, do not just say I, but say I the soul. Say the words together. I sometimes brings ego, the I of body consciousness, not the I of the soul. It sometimes brings ego. Sometimes the feeling of being insulted, and it sometimes makes you completely disheartened. Therefore, do not let the eye of body consciousness even enter your dreams. Babdada has seen that the majority of you have passed in the subject of love. What has brought all of you here? Whether you have all come here by plane, by train, or by bus, you have in fact arrived here in the plane of Babdada's love. So just as you have passed in the subject of love, now demonstrate this by performing the wonder of passing with honors in the subject of becoming equal. Do you like this? Would you like to become equal? You do like it, but is it a little difficult to become equal? Become equal and completion will come in front of you. However, sometimes the promise that you made in your heart that you will definitely become something becomes a little weak and the test becomes strong. Everyone desires this, but it is one thing to desire something and another thing that happens practically. This is because you make a promise, but it lacks determination. Becoming equal becomes distant and the problem becomes strong. So what will you now do? Babdada is very amused about one thing. About what? That you are Mahaviras, but it is just as in the scriptures, Hanuman is shown to be a Mahavira, and yet they have also portrayed his tail. This tail is the consciousness of I. Until Mahaviras burn this tail, then Lanka, that is, this old world, will not end. So now burn this tale of I, for only then will completion come close. In order to burn it, you need intense volcanic tapasya, not ordinary remembrance. Volcanic remembrance is needed. This is why there is the memorial of the goddess of the volcano. Powerful remembrance. So did you hear what you have to do? Now let there be this deep concern in your minds. I have to become equal. I have to bring completion close. You would say that the confluence age is very good, and so why should we bring about its completion? However, you are merciful, kind, compassionate souls like the Father. Therefore, merciful souls, have mercy for the unhappy souls and devotee souls of today. Become merciful. Sorrow is increasing. Have mercy for those who are suffering in sorrow, and at least send them to the land of liberation. Do not just serve with words, for there is now a need to serve with both your minds and words simultaneously. Let both types of service happen at the same time. Do not think that you should be given a chance to do service. While walking and moving along, continue to give the Father's introduction through your faces and your activity. Let your faces give the Father's introduction. Let your activity continue to reveal the Father. So may you be such constant servers. Acha. All of you are physically sitting in front of Bhavdara, but all the children everywhere in their subtle forms are in Baba's heart. They are seeing and also listening. Many children have sent their love and remembrance in emails, letters and messages from this land and abroad. Bhavdara has received everyone's love personally by name, and seeing all the children in front of him, Bhavdara is singing the song in his heart, Wah, children, wah. At this time, remembrance has emerged in each one. Everyone says to the messenger, Daddy Gauza, individually, so-and-so has sent his remembrance, and so-and-so has sent her remembrance. The Father says, when you have the thought, then although the message is received through the instrument later, the thought of love arrives before the message comes through the instrument. Is that right? Some of you have received your remembrance, have you not? Acha. Acha. Those who have come for the first time, raise your hands. All of you have come here for the first time in service too. Acha. Bhavdara says welcome. It is the season for you to come. Okay, now speak. This time it is the indoor zone who has served everyone. In brackets, everyone had a paper heart with Mera Baba written on it. You are waving your hands very well, and you can also wave your hearts. Simply always remember, never forget Mera. You have taken a good chance. Bhavdara always says, Bhavdara gives multi-million-fold help to those who maintain courage. So you have maintained courage, have you not? You have done well. It is the indoor zone. The indoor zone was the last place that Baba remembered when he was in the Sakar Baba form. In brackets, indoor was the last place that Sakar Baba gave inspiration for a center to be opened in 1968. It is good. All of you are very happy, are you not? You have won a golden lottery. When a zone gets its turn to do service, all the servers have permission to come. Otherwise, you are given a quota for the number to bring. However, now see how many there are. It is also a good chance for each zone. Bring as many as you want. So all of you have accumulated so much in your account of charity in a short time. To do service of the Yajna with your heart means to increase your account of charity at a fast speed, because you will use all three, your thoughts, your time and body, in a worthwhile way. If you have thoughts, they will be of service to the Yajna. You spent your time serving the Yajna, and you have offered your body for service of the Yajna. So is it service or the fruit of it? The practical fruit is, while doing service of the Yajna, did anyone have any waste thoughts? Did anyone have such thoughts? You remained happy, and you all distributed happiness. So you had a golden chance here. Continue to make this experience emerge and increase it there, wherever you are. Whenever any thoughts of Maya come, then come to Shantivan in the plane of your mind. Each of you has a plane of your mind, do you not? Each of you has a plane of your mind. But Dada has given every Brahman the birthday gift of a plane of an elevated mind. In this plane, you won't have to make a lot of effort. To start, to take off, simply say, "My Baba," that is all. You know how to fly your plane, do you not? So whenever anything happens, just come to Madhuban. On the path of devotion, those who go on a pilgrimage of the four places consider themselves to be very fortunate, whereas you have the four pilgrimage places in Madhuban. So have you been on the pilgrimage of these four places? Have you seen the four pilgrimage places in Pandavabhan? Whoever comes here, they go to Pandavabhan. One, the greatest pilgrimage is the Tower of Peace. Two, Bapdada's room, this is the pilgrimage of love. Three, the hut, the pilgrimage of a Snemalan, a small gathering of love. Four, the history hall. So have you all been on this pilgrimage of the four places? So you have already become those who are greatly fortunate. You can now remember any pilgrimage place. If you sometimes become a little sad, then come to the hut and have a heart-to-heart conversation. If you need to become powerful, then come to the Tower of Peace. And then if you have waste thoughts at a fast speed, then come to the history hall. If the determined thought to become equal arises, then come to Bhaktada's room. It is good. Everyone has taken this golden chance. But even while living there, where you live, in brackets, constantly continue to take this golden chance. Acha, you are very courageous. The CAD, coronary artery disease, group. In brackets, they all had a very good conference in Shantivan. You did well. You all had a meeting among yourselves. The president's desire is that this work should happen. As is his desire, continue to work with him and continue to move forward. And also relate the news of your program in the Brahmins' meeting and take their advice. Then, with the advice of all the Brahmins, it will be filled with power. The task is good. Continue to do it. Continue to spread it. And continue to reveal the speciality of Bharat. You are working hard. You carried out a good program. Those of the CAD group showed a big heart. Congratulations for that. Acha. Double foreign brothers and sisters. The double foreign children being present in every turn makes the gathering sparkle. Cha Chand Lagana. When everyone sees the double foreigners, they have enthusiasm. All double foreigners are moving forward with double zeal and enthusiasm. You are not walking, you are flying. It is like that, is it not? Are you those who are flying or those who are walking? Those who are always flying, not walking, but flying, raise your hands. Acha, in any case, you have to come flying here by plane. So you have the practice of flying anyway. That is flying with the body, and this is flying with the mind. You have maintained good courage. Look, Bhavdada has found his children in all the different corners. It is very good. You are called double foreigners, but in fact, you are originally from Bharat. So where are you going to rule? You are going to rule in Bharat, are you not? However, you have gone to all five continents to do service. In all five continents, in all the different places, you are doing service very well with a lot of zeal and enthusiasm. You are destroyers of obstacles, are you not? When any obstacle comes, you are not going to be afraid, are you? What is happening? Why is this happening? No. Whatever happens is the method for us to increase our courage. It is not for us to become afraid, but the method to increase our zeal and enthusiasm. You are strong in this, are you not? Are you strong? Or are you a little weak? No. You don't like the word weak. You are strong. You will remain strong. By remaining strong, you will return home with the Father. Acha. Daddy Janki just came back from her tour of Australia, and they have sent lots of remembrance. Bhavdada has received their message by email too. Bhavdada sees that nowadays the big programs have become such that they are already accomplished. All of you have learned how to do them. You now have a very good practice of using the facilities for doing service. Bhavdada is seeing Australia as number one. But UK is now moving ahead a little. However, Australia took number one in the beginning. Now Australia has to become number one. UK will not be number two, it will also be number one. Bhavdada remembers the older children of Australia and Bhavdada's beloved child, Nirmal Ashram. You call her Nirmala Didi. You call her Didi, do you not? From the beginning, Bhavdada gave her the title Nirmal Ashram. The ashram in which many souls have taken support and have belonged to the Father. They now belong to the Father and they will continue to belong to Him. So special remembrance to every child of Australia. They are sitting in the front. You are from Australia, are you not? Those from Australia stand up. Very good. They have such good enthusiasm. They are making lots of preparations for serving the world. You have Bhavdada's help and you also have success. Acha. What determined thought do you now have? Now sit with the thought that success is your birthright, that victory is the garland around your necks. With this faith and spiritual intoxication, sit as embodiments of the experience of this. Acha, Bhavdada conducted drill. To all the carefree emperors everywhere who are free from worry, to the children who remain constantly stable in the form of an emperor of the land free from sorrow, to all the children who are full of all treasures and are the richest in the world, to the children who are constantly in the flying stage with the wings of zeal and enthusiasm, to the children who are equal to Bhavdada and who are bringing completion close, Bhavdada's love, remembrance, good wishes from the heart, blessings from the bestower of fortune, and namaste. Blessing. May you be a bestower and a bestower of fortune and finish all your weaknesses by donating them. On the path of devotion, they have a system that when you lack something, you are asked to donate that very thing. By your donating it, that form of giving becomes a form of receiving. So in order to finish any weakness, become a bestower and a bestower of fortune. If you become an instrument to support others and give them the Father's treasures, weaknesses will then automatically move away. Let your powerful sanskars of a bestower and a bestower of fortune emerge, and your weak sanskars will automatically finish. Slogan: continue to sing praise of your elevated fortune, not of your weaknesses. Abhyak signals: in order to be an easy yogi, become experienced in God's love. You always do whatever the one you love likes. The father doesn't like his children to become upset, and therefore never say, "What can I do? It was because the situation was like that. This is why I got upset." Even if an upsetting situation comes in front of you, you must not let your stage be upset. Say, "Baba," with your heart, and become merged in that love. Om Shanti.